Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Doug Weed, somebody you know very well. He's a famous person. You've seen him on television. You may have followed his career. He's an advisor to two presidents. He's interviewed dozens of people who are either, were either president or married to or the children of or the brother and sister of. Dozens of people around the presidency over the last couple of decades, and he's one of the leaders in that knowledge. His new book is called Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. It's available, I know, wherever books are sold. Doug, thanks again for being here. In the last segment, you said that that one of the reasons why Trump got elected was because he didn't presume. Essentially, what you said is he didn't presume people were stupid, whereas the other side did. Human being, Americans can't see something a little bit nuanced, a little bit in the weeds, and figure it out. They know when they're being lied to. They know when you're pulling their leg, and he basically won by not doing that, whereas the other side did. If that's the case, it seems to me that the mainstream media and many people on the Democrat side still don't get what you just said, what you said about the people are not stupid. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. But I think some of us who think we understand everything who think we can see some of these blind spots, maybe don't see everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. I traveled a lot in the former Soviet Union, and I was struck by when propaganda was used, how they would erase history and rewrite history. And the people thought they could see through it. They thought they knew better. They could tell when the government was keeping something from them, but they couldn't. You mm-hmm. don't know what you don't know. So while we see some things as obvious, like you go to the Glacier National Park, and they had to take down the signs that said these glaciers will not exist by the year 2020 that had been put up in 2010 by the Obama administration.
Right.
So people arrive there, and they see those signs, and they say, oh, how stupid. You know, I care about the economy, but this is I don't need to be lied to. Well, they get that. There's some things we don't get that we're being lied to, mm-hmm. and we don't see it. So, you know, it's a two-sided coin. It's true that some people look stupid, but sometimes we're stupid.
Right. Well, I agree with that. So I want to ask you about Mr. Trump. I support some of the great things he's done for this country in the last 3 years, but I also lament some of the things he's done that I feel have been self-defeating. He seems to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory sometimes. He picks a fight when there wasn't a fight. Can you explain that, Doug?
No, I can't. It's true. He's so self-destructive, but I have to say, I mean, all of us are. We can see that in ourselves. We just finally get to where we wanted to get, and we'll pull it all down. And that's I don't know where that comes from, but with him, it's pretty stark and pretty clear. The only thing I can say is I like what he's done for the economy and for the country.
Yep. Small businesses love him.
The reasons I like him are transcendent. They're more important than the reasons I don't like him. So
that's the key to his success, isn't it? Performance is the key to his success.
There's no question about it. I mean, I asked him, you know, I had worked for the Bushes for 40 years, so I had seen how this game is played. Right. The name of the game is Monopoly. It always has been Monopoly. Yeah. So they pile up these regulations to keep everybody else out. They've got a monopoly. And then there's a recession, and it doesn't matter whether the president's a Republican or a Democrat. When there's a recession, they pass a stimulus bill which exempts those monopolies from mm-hmm. keeping those regulations that kept everybody else from competing. So it's quite a game, and he's seen it. I asked him in my interviews, is it as bad as you thought it would be? And he looked very solemn. He said, it's worse. It's worse than I ever thought it would be.
What do you? How do you think? Are you surprised that he's able to continue to function with the onslaught of the derangement syndrome and the impeachment situation? Are you surprised that he's been able to function as well as he has? That he has that kind of a thick
absolutely.
Skin and that's kind of a strong will.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very he's a very unusual person. I mean, he blew up NATO and then he rebuilt it bigger and better than ever. $120 billion. How could he withstand those attacks, saying he's not a patriot, he's a Russian spy, all this stuff, knowing that he's building it stronger, better? He blew up NAFTA. How could he stand
it? Well, look what's happening with China. My goodness, I mean, that's a perfect example. This is going to wind up being, so based on that, I've got about 45 seconds, and we're going to have you back again if you'll come back. We got a lot more to talk about. What would you say his legacy will be 25 years from now?
Oh, the legacy is going to be the things that nobody undoes. I mean, what he started with China we'll never fully appreciate in our lifetime. It's ongoing. Yeah. And I guarantee you the next president is not going to get up and refund Germany the money they've given to NATO. They're not going to say, here, CNN, we're giving it back so Germany can build high-speed railways. We'll pay for their defense. And that's going to be his legacy.
And those things are not things that some genius thought of. They're just common sense things, right? You said you would pay for this. How about starting to pay for it? Doug, you got a website, please? Do you have a website, Doug?
Yes, Dougweed.com.
Dougweed, W-E-A-D. com. Quick break, right back with Doug Wheat. The book's called Inside Trump's White House.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.